From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, very good morning,
Mike. Wallets open.
Wallets are open, definitely, across New Zealand. Look, we're sort of drifting into the end of the year, and I think it's fair to say there's been a little bit of a shift in the overall sentiment. I mean, when we talk about the share markets, you know, we've got this sort of underlying hope that we're actually going to get a trade deal between China and the US, and Brexit's been postponed. We've got an election instead. But locally as well, we've got evidence to suggest that maybe fears of slowing growth might be a little bit overstated. Now, yesterday we had retail sales data that's for the September quarter, and Mike, undeniably strong, well above market expectations. So retail trade grew 1.6%. Now, the poor old market consensus, that was for a 0.5 lift, so it was well above that. They got that wrong. But before we sort of look at it, the previous quarter was 0.2%. So it may be that we had last quarter was a little bit under in the third quarter, a little bit of a bounce back. But look, there may have been a little bit of spending related, early spending in the electronic area related to the Rugby World Cup. You know, people going out and buying the big new TVs and stuff, or buying the Google Chromecast, or whatever, however they managed to get old Spark Sport up on their TV. I'm not sure about whether that would have moved the needle completely. No. Annual spending, though, up sort of 4.5. Look, there's 15 retail subgroups. Activity rose in 12 of them, so furniture, floor coverings, department store sales, hospitality. Thing is, Mike, the housing market's improving in Auckland. That'll lift the national numbers. Retail sales are improving, so we're getting a bit of a Christmas lift in confidence. Now, low interest rates are a factor. You know, they help the housing market, the animal spirits start to rise and people go out. And what have they got, Mike? What have they got? They get confident. And when you get confident, great things or interesting things happen when people get a bit of confidence.
Exactly. What about yesterday on the NZX?
Oh, mate, all on there. Happy, lots of happy share brokers around, mate. I'm not sure all the clipping the tickets and all the trades yesterday. Look, I don't know if brokers still pop champagne or not, but after the volume that went through yesterday, you'd think they'd have good reason. I'd have to go and hang outside Soul Bar on a Friday and see if I can see all the share brokers popping the champagne. Now, look, it was what's called MSCI Rebalancing Day, and busiest day on the NZX for a year and a half. Now, it's a bit technical, but large institutional investors, they look at a market index. So a group of companies put together in an index, and it's made up of companies listed on the NZX. Now, that index is called the MSCI, and the big institutional investors use the performance of that index to compare it to how well their portfolios are going. Now, on a regular basis, different companies either come in or they're taken out, and that drives the big institutional investors to try and mirror those trades, to buy and sell those trades. And so, you know, they try and predict it too, so they try and game it going in. But it's resulting now in huge volume going through the market. So for our market, $633 million traded, that's a big day. Mercury, 53 million shares traded, and to give listeners a view on that, we normally trade about 1 to 1.2 million Mercury shares a day. 53 million, that represents quite a lift on the normal trading. So yeah, lots of happy share brokers, lots of trading.
And a lot of mergers internationally too.
Oh mate, we talked about this briefly yesterday, but what's going on? It's cheap money. Cheap money is what it is, and people have now decided that they've got to get bigger. But we'll just run through it. We talked about Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, then you had LVMH, Moët Hennessy, they bought Tiffany's, Swiss drugs company Novartis, they bought a company called Medicines, Mitsubishi Group, they bought a Dutch utility, eBay sold the online ticketing business StubHub for $4.1 billion to Viagogo, $70 billion worth of mergers on one day. Wow. I mean, that is, I'll tell you what, there's some merchant banks, there's some investment bankers making some good coin out there too towards the end of the year. They'll have good Christmas bonuses.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
As we look at it now, the Dow Jones 28,116, up 50. S&P 500 3138, and the Nasdaq 8655, up 23. FTSE 100 7403, up 7. Nikkei 23373, up 81. Not much change in the Shanghai Composite. ASX 200 6787, up 56. And all that volume pushed the NZX 50 up 91 points yesterday, closing at 11,044. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar 0.6417 US, 0.9458 Aussie, 0.5825 Euro, 0.4994 pounds, 69.99 Japanese yen, gold $1,458.85, and Brent crude $63.85.
Look forward to your company tomorrow. Have a good one. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.